Hey, this is Listic from 88.9 Radio Skid Row in Sydney. You are listening to Grounding Disability Justice on 3CR. Peace.
CR Community Radio, 855 AM.
That's actually a help already if anyone's down the front. This is Matt from Burning Vinyl, and I'm trying to figure out how to get that other music to stop playing. So if someone could run up and give me a hand, that'd be great. Let's see if I can figure it out in the meantime. Is it that? No. Is it? Why won't it stop? How do I get this music to stop? This one? Yeah, I'm in the wrong one. Wrong box. All right, folks, there we have it. As you may have heard from the double track, I'll play the card again because I haven't played this particular introduction in the studio at 3CR. I've been doing the show from home for a while, but I'm in the studio at the moment. Excitement, hey? And it's a special show today for Disability Day. So let's kick it off properly, starting again with this card that I made at home during lockdown, which is as rubbish as everything else I do on this show. Good enough.
Barang doa linja galiko ada wongo jo, gelang 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 gelang, wujud turunan jo, jo. Barang barang galiko, wana nirpo. Wangangura yurkanyangin
punya pura kina birinji wala. Jinjira ibala woko. Jamar bira bira, minya atile, utura urminga, wanga mora.
Palana, Baba, Rumbaro, Joe. Milan, Malay, do Alenian. namba ga jing ba yo gelang 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 we up to na na yo yo.
And you're listening to Burning Vinyl, a fantastic track there called Galaku, which is taken from the album Gurumal. And I'll just say up the front of this back announcement, I guess, that I will be mentioning the name of a deceased person, and but a very great deceased person and a genius. I would say in musical terms it would be... It would be an underestimation to say that this would be like an Australian Brian Wilson or something. We're talking about a polymath of extreme genius, and that is Geoffrey Gurumal Yunupingo, who, since his death, is often referred to as Dr. G or Dr. G Yunupingo. He was an Aboriginal Australian musician of the Yolngu peoples and a multi-instrumentalist. He played drums, keyboards, guitar, and like Paul McCartney and Jimi Hendrix and a few others, he played a right-hand strung guitar, played left-handed, and of course didgeridoo. And from a very young age, he displayed those skills. He was born the first of four sons of the Gurumal clan, and he was born blind, which is not a happy occurrence for any child, but... Yunupingo, who was living off the coast of the Arnhem Land in northern Australia, I would say about 5.5 k's east of Darwin, when he was 4 years old, just 4 years old, he taught himself how to play a toy piano and an accordion. And a year later, he began to play the guitar. As I said, despite being left-handed, he played a right-handed guitar, holding it upside down, which, if you've ever tried to play guitar the wrong way around, you'll understand how difficult that is and what an incredible hurdle that was for any player to overcome, let alone one who was blind. And, Gurumal released an album, self-titled album, Gurumal, and I've taken that track from that. And the thing that really stands out, of course, is the clarity of his singing voice. What an amazing singing voice. He sang stories of his land, both in Yolngu languages, and such as Galpu. I'm going to mispronounce some of these, probably Gumach or Jambarapunyu, which is a dialect related to Gumach, and also in English. His solo career brought him much acclaim, but he was also a member of Yothu Yindi in the late 80s and early 90s, and after that, Saltwater Band. And at the time of his death, he was the most commercially successful Australian Aboriginal musician. And as of 2020, he's estimated that he sold 500,000 records globally. But in my opinion, that's not enough. And Dr. G deserves to be more widely known, I believe, in Australian musical communities and beyond. What an utter genius. I'm going to play another couple of tracks from that album because I really think that it is a landmark album in Australian music, and one that is, especially in independent musical scenes, underappreciated. Today's Burning Vinyl is a special program for Disability Day. As I mentioned, Dr. G Yunupingo was born blind and overcame that to become a magnificent musical force. And we'll be talking on the show with a couple of people who... experts or work within that field, and I've got some music that I haven't played on the show before that I think you'll enjoy as well. So it's basically a special Burning Vinyl edition. I put my hand up to do this show because I think that Australian music is well represented by performers who have or who identify as having a disability of one form or another. It's a very broad field of of conversation. When I asked around for people who might be able to help me out, you know, with finding artists who have a disability of one form or another who I could play on the show today, I received a range of responses, everything from depression to a sore back from being too tall, which I think it's funny, but If you don't know, I have a disability myself. I have CMT, or Charcot-Marie Tooth Syndrome. It's a neuromuscular atrophy, I guess. That's why I walk so funny, if you've met me. And, rather than just having talking heads and conversations about disability, which is fine, but seeing as it's burning vinyl, I really wanted to make sure that music was represented in this time slot somehow, and Australian music represented in this time slot. So that's why I'm here today, talking about disability and playing tracks due from artists of the caliber of Garimal Unipingo. There aren't many artists, actually, of the caliber of Garimal Unipingo. He's a standalone, polymath genius. I don't know what else to say about Garimal. He's just the business. And with that in mind, I'm going to play you another track now from that fantastic Garimal album. This one is called Bay Warra. You're listening to Burning Vinyl, Disability Day Special Edition on 3CR Community Radio here in Melbourne. This is Garimal Unipingo with Bay Warra.
I heard my mother from the long distance making me cry, young and dead. My mother dreaming the storm clouds building across the sky. Whoa, murió un wanganupa. Place was changing for the new season. Yambarto Navalio Wiripanguya.
Dreaming the storm clouds building across the sky, Lord, muriyon wanganupan. The place was changing for the new season. Yambarto nawalyo wipang. Mm-hmm.
Coongroo Environment Centre is a grassroots community organisation campaigning for East Gippsland's precious forests. For over 15 years, we've been using direct action, citizen science and community engagement to stop the continued logging of precious native forests and threatened species habitat. After this summer's terrible bushfires, there's an even greater urgency to protect what remains, and the Victorian government haven't ruled out plans to log the small fragments of unburnt forests and so-called salvage log in burnt areas. It's now so important that forests and wildlife are protected so they can recover. Head to gecko.org.au to keep updated with the latest news and to get involved. Gecko acknowledges the logging is happening on the stolen lands of the Gunnakernai and Bidwell and the Naro people, and that sovereignty was never ceded.
A 3CR supporter.
You're listening to Burning Vinyl on 3CR. It's a special Disability Day show. And in that last little bracket of music there, we heard two songs from the magnificent Dr. G. Unipingo from the album Garimal, And if you haven't got that album, you probably should have it. It's an Australian classic, all-time Australian classic. The tracks we heard were Baywara and Marandil. And if you like the sound of that, I'll tell you what, just you really need to go and grab that album. It's it is an Australian classic that everyone should have. All right, at the phone at the moment, if I've done everything correctly, I should have Tim Townsend. Are you there, Tim?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. It's a bit quiet, so if you can talk loud, that would help, but I can hear you. Welcome to Burning Vinyl, not for the first time, of course. In fact, back when the show, when I first started doing the show, I mean, the show's been going since 1976, but 20 years ago when I started doing the show, you were a regular around the building. So what have you been doing in the interim, and specifically regarding Disability Day? Now you're out in the country and working in that field. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, for the last 12 years, I've worked in the community services. In the last 6 months or so, I've started up my own little NDIS company, working with a variety of folk.
And I've got you up very, unfortunately, we're both on the same line, so I'm very loud and you're a bit quiet. Let me just back off the mic a bit. What role do you find that music plays in the lives of the people that you work with?
Look, it's like all people, people with a disability have a varied response to music. For a lot of people I work with, it's a very important medium, whether it's being an active participant creating it or just as a tool to regulate mood. You know, it's an individual response, as we all are.
Do you have many clients who you feel have a great potential to not succeed in music in a commercial sense, but to develop their skills in a personal sense and use that in as some kind of way, not, I won't say the word healing, but nurturing of the spirit, say?
Definitely. If I kind of review, like a few times where I've worked in programs that I've either developed or have worked alongside it's been a huge, helping facilitate people play music and especially develop their own songs. I've seen it, confidence improve, gives people that might be a simmering dream or something like that, and they didn't have the facilities, either a studio or maybe other people to play with. So I've seen tremendous benefits, and that's across, you know, both intellectual and psychiatric disabilities.
Back in the day, I remember seeing you play in some very cathartic bands. I can remember one time you being sealed inside a body bag with a microphone as part of a performance. There must be a fair amount of catharsis involved in that, and the potential to rein or to control that cathartic experience. It must be something that people within your field of work consider on a daily basis as sort of like a treatment, well, I guess, in a way.
Well, I think it depends whether, you know, if you come from a background of doing it yourself, it's a lot easier to have that as a framework of your practice. If it's, you know, if it's not something that you've done before, it's not within, I suppose, your tools of the trade.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, in a sense that what we used to call shitcore music, which of course is just oral performance, I guess, or, you know, auditory performance, compared to someone who spends, you know, 5 years using, or 25 years playing with the Yamaha method to a level of musical proficiency that's probably beyond you and me forever. Is there much interest in, as I say, what we call shitcore, or as a form of self-expression, so that clients or people who, you know, fall under the category of, I don't know, it's such a broad category, I don't even like the word, but people who, can they appreciate that you don't have to actually be, in inverted commas, good, that music and expression through sound is viable even if it does not sound, inverted commas, good?
I think having had a background in experimental music and that being a no talent being a requirement, just getting up there and doing it, I think it gives you a bit more of an ability to see openings in regards to that. You can sort of see if someone's already developed a style of music where, you know, I don't, you know, this person doesn't need lessons, they just need to be recorded. I think the person I've been working with lately, you know, when I was introduced to him, it was around the possibility initially that I might be able to connect him up with someone that was proficient and...
of course, yes.
...teach him. But when I met him, he already had a way of playing guitar that he liked and he developed, and it was just like, no, he doesn't need lessons. He just needs to... Let's just introduce the idea of recording what he's done and playing around with that.
Have the NDIS been receptive to these kinds of ideas?
Well, I haven't had to, I suppose, be a part of advocating that on a funding level, but support coordinators I've worked with certainly have, yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, you've been working with an artist called Leon. What can you tell us about Leon?
Leon's an individual who lives in he's got a pronounced disability. He's got a disability known as Prader-Willi syndrome. I didn't know anything about that intellectual disability before working with him. They do seem to, from anecdotal conversations with support coordinators and other staff, there seems to be an attraction towards music. And I was reading some clinical documents where it's often advised to use music as a therapeutic tool. Leon was the example I was using when I met Leon. I was introduced to him as a maybe, let's see if we can teach him some songs. And then when I met Leon, it was just like, yeah, you know what you're doing. You've got to...
How about Leon teaches us some songs?
Yeah. Yeah. And even if it's not a song in a traditional sense of the word, it was the way that he would play a note and then intensely listen to it, letting it ring out, then very deliberately playing something else. And when I do believe we're playing a song of Leon's, when we were recording that, he was very focused and even quite deliberate in when we were recording the second guitar part. When I was recording that, he wasn't able to just go, oh, look, I'm sort of pissed off with that part, or that what I've just done isn't really what I wanted to. But I was actually able to see that he was frustrated, and I asked him, you're not happy with what you've done there? And he was able to, you know, in a very limited way, say, well, you know, describe that he wasn't happy with what his second part. So we re-recorded that, and it was, incredibly chuffed.
Awesome. Well, you can't fake that level of artistic sincerity.
That's
a problem with a lot of actually successful musicians in mainstream music, is that they do try to fake that level of sincerity, and you can see straight through it. Whereas with Leon's work, it's coming from such a place so deep in the heart that you just can't question the level of spiritual commitment or artistic sincerity. Well, thanks for the chat, Tim. I'm going to play a track from Leon now. Thanks for cluing us into the music of Leon, and good luck with the continued work that you're doing out there.
No worries.
And this is a track from Leon, who is the subject of some of the things that Tim was just saying. Thanks, Tim Townsend. You're listening to Burning Vinyl on 3CR. Let's hear the track now from Leon. Thank you.
Oh, Lulu.
It's just all a bit raw and uncut.
We like raw, we like uncut.
Some new content coming at ya.
Ooh, coming right at ya.
I've got a little song for you all.
Woot!
About some feels.
We like your feels. Lulu, Ukalulu feels. This is how Ukalulu feels.
And it goes something like this. I'm just getting by on chocolate and Valium. PTSD got me hell again. Stuttering my
words,
ignoring my bed.
Everyone,
I just wanna make it all go away. Give me chocolate and Valium till it blunts the pain. Oh, God, give me something to blunt this pain. I don't wanna cry seven times a day. I think about how I'm gonna get Alzheimer's and diabetes later.
Way.
I'll think about it.
Think hard.
Just give me chocolate
and Valium
before I rip off your fucking face. Okay, that's first time through.
Lovely there. A couple of tracks. The first piece by Leon, who lives out in the rural part of Victoria, and a great piece of music there, very intense. And then we followed that with a track called Chocolate and Valium, which was performed by Trudy Newell and Louise Daniels. And thank you very much to Trudy and Louise for that track. That was awesome. And you are listening to Burning Vinyl on a special disability-themed program. As always, all the music on the show today is by Australian artists. And I don't know how to define the word disability. It's a very broad term. I myself have a physical disability. A lot of the artists who I play on this show would identify as having some form of mental predicament. Again, I don't know if the word disability applies in all instances. And personally speaking, it's a word I very rarely use in description of myself unless it's to try and, I don't know, scamp Centrelink. I don't know. I find that I was born with my disability, and there are others who acquired theirs during their life. And I even find there's a bit of a difference in style between those two categories of person. Having been born with this condition, which, as I say, it's a neuromuscular condition, but it results in funny walking, to put it in the most simple vernacular. And as a child, I would try and pretend to not be disabled. And for many of my adult years, in my 20s, if I concentrated really, really hard and like a magician, you know, you draw attention to other things, that I could almost get away with it. In fact, very often with my particular gait, I was mistaken for being drunk. And at that point in my life, in my 20s, I preferred people to think that I was drunk than to think that I might have a disability. I found that, less shameful in a way, which is bizarre. I know it's counterintuitive, but yeah, I preferred people to think that I was drunk than disabled. And being a musician and having a physical disability that I was born with, such as myself, it's created a kind of different mindset wherein I never wanted to be known as a disabled musician. I kind of wanted to see if I could get away with it, not being known for the disability, but just for the music. And that's awkward at times. Like, for example, I can remember touring around the world and doing it on the cheap, which involves, in my case, I was carrying drums. I was carrying a snare drum into which I had stuffed all of my clothes and then put the skin back on it. So the snare drum was like a carry bag. And a simple bag which had whatever else I couldn't fit into the snare drum. And lugging those things around with my bandmates who also had their heavy guitars and their cases likewise stuffed with their undies and socks. And walking forever. And some airports are really huge. I remember walking around Seattle Airport, going from where the plane landed to where you exit the building, and it seemed like a long-distance hike. I was thoroughly exhausted by the end of it. It was hard work. And then, of course, there's the loading in and out of venues, which I also find difficult, to the point now where I can't do it at all. And, of course, when you're doing it on the cheap, you're also sleeping on people's floors or wherever, in fact, you can get it, get some shelter. I can remember with my singer and guitar player sleeping on a flight of stairs just because it was out of the weather. It's not easy. But, yeah, there's many, many different ingredients that go up into making the secret sauce that is disability. And I know there are other people who strongly identify with their disability. The folk singer Eliza Hull actually has the same condition that I have. I only found this out recently from watching an episode of Q&A. And, yeah, she has the same thing that I've got, although she's a lot younger than I am also. And, well, unfortunately, I suppose, I don't know if that's the right word, but this condition, CMT, I'll call it, is a chronically worsening condition, so it gets worse the older that you get. Like I say, in my early 20s, I could almost pull it off. But nowadays I'm in a wheelchair and I have no hope of pulling it off. So I wish Jody was here. Do you guys remember when Jody used to do the show with me? And the amount of innuendo that came out was just hilarious. I mean, I don't know if you were paying attention to what I just said, but I found it very, very funny. Shouldn't laugh at my own unintended jokes. But anyway, back to the music. I'm going to play a track from Eliza Hull now because, as I said, she has the same condition that I have. And unlike me, is quite proud to, well, at least unashamed of it enough to mention it on national television. At her age, I probably would not have been so free, I guess. And, yeah, in my 20s, I felt quite a bit of shame about it. But I don't know. I'm older now. And, yeah, good luck to Eliza Hull. And I hope that her journey continues on the up and up and that she doesn't end up in a wheelchair like I am. So I'm going to play a track from her now, which came out just before the lockdown. It's called Hard Way. This is Eliza Hull.
I know what you're thinking. Though
You're listening to Burning Vinyl on 3CR, and I haven't got another track queued up at the moment. Give me a sec. Here we go.
Thank you. time I watch TV. I live in a bold and beautiful world. Well, that's what I'm told each and every time you try to leave. I do my best to run after you to bring you back. I must look so bad. It's wasting away. The times we try to keep things right, purely because we believe in what we've got. We do what we can, it ain't hard to understand. All you gotta do is get it up in the morning. I must look so bad, just wasting away. Anytime I watch TV, I live in a bold and beautiful world. Well, that's what I'm told each and every time you try to leave. I do my best to run after you to bring you back. I must look so bad, just wasting away. Make you sad to see me wasting away. Must look so bad, just wasting away. It must make you sad to see me wasting.
Wasting Away there from Brian Henry Hooper, and that was preceded by a track, I Get Up Again, also by Brian Henry Hooper, taken from the 2010 album Trouble. And before that, we heard a couple of songs from Eliza Hull. As I mentioned, Eliza Hull has the same condition that I have, Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome, and that's a condition that you're born with, and that's genetic, that you inherit it and you pass it on. Bummer. And Brian Henry Hooper, on the other hand, fell off a balcony and broke his back before recording those two songs. He died a couple of years ago, unfortunately, as did some of the musicians on that track. I believe the drummer was Tony Pola as well. And, yeah, what can I say? That's sad. Well, what can I say other than that's really, really sad? Because Brian Henry Hooper was a fantastic performer. He played bass in The Beast of Bourbon at the time of his accident, and went on afterwards to make a succession of solo albums through the Spooky Records label, all of which are not only musically very accomplished, but really hit you in the heart as well. Okay, on the phone at the moment, assuming I've done everything right, and I really hope that I have, from the Inclusive hip-hop crew, I'm hoping I'm speaking to Phil and Shay. Are you there, Phil and Shay?
Yeah. I'm here.
Ah, oh, wonderful. It worked. I was really worried about that because I've never actually done a conference call on air before. So, and thanks to the staff here at 3CR who helped me out with that. Thanks for joining us on the Burning Vinyl Disability Show. Perhaps to start with, could you tell us a little bit about what you do? Maybe, Phil, if you want to go first, you work for Wild at Heart Disability.
Sure, Matt. Yeah, so I do. I work for Wild Art, Community Art. And, you know, our job is to enable people with disabilities to make their own music. And
yes.
To share and put that music out in the world as they want to. You know, whether that's from one end of the spectrum, recreation and personal expression, through to people who want to become professional artists and kind of make their way into the music industry. So we train artists. We help with recordings and releasing and promotion of artists' work, and we work with and engage with the music industry to...
Is that a twofold kind of job? Like, on the one hand, you're helping artists to express themselves in a musical format, which, of course, is very, you know, it's almost like a spiritual therapy, and it's part of an individual's journey through the arts. And on the other hand, you're talking about accessibility issues at venues and broader community awareness. Is that... like a double prong of the work that you're doing there?
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it, Matt. It is both. You know, I agree with you that, because what you're talking about in that first one is the creative process, isn't it? You know, for someone to take their story or their perspectives on the world and put that into art, into music, is kind of a spiritual act. I agree with you.
Yes.
And then... the rest of it is the workings of the industry.
Which is almost like the opposite of that, because there's a lot of focus, especially, you know, nowadays on people making music with the hope of receiving, well, especially nowadays in the internet generation, primarily fame, and even perhaps secondarily to that, fortune. But the idea of success being somehow a commercial recognition, as opposed to the inner development that playing music can give you and the intrinsic benefits that self-expression in a creative art form can deliver to an individual. Do you find that you have many people who focus too much on the former at the expense of the former, or is it that people really do feel a deep needed kind of like yearning to express the inner mechanism of their soul?
Yeah, it's certainly a bit of both, Matt. Without, you know, I think people who are involved with Wild at Heart are pretty realistic, you know, that we're working in the world that all independent musicians know, which is, you know, creating, writing, producing your own music and trying to get that out into the world is, you know, it's not about stardom and fame, and it's usually about hard work.
Yes.
And people are pretty realistic. I think the question of access applies both to the creative process and to the kind of reaching audiences as well, because, you know, it can start with a sense of how do I make my own music if I've got a bit of a yearning to do that. But also, I think having the self-belief and sense of that your story has value to be told through an artistic medium is also a big access step, I think.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. And in my own kind of lifetime, I've noticed that there has been a substantial change in attitudes as well. When I was growing up, we had Jeff St. John come to our school to give us a talk about this kind of thing. And when it came to question time, all the kids were interested in is, could he have sex? And which was kind of embarrassing for those that don't know Jeff St. John, a great Australian performer who I'll be playing more of, well, playing later in the show, who had spina bifida. And after top 10 hits, yeah, he toured schools and spoke to kids about music and disability. Do you find that in today's environment that it's easier for a performer to, for a performer who has a disability to, contemplate a career in music?
How do you take that question? You know, what I observe...
In my own life, for example, I have CMT, and I was always very, very keen to cover it up and not let anyone know that I had it. But I think if I had been born 30 years later, I might not have had that stigma. The world seems a bit more open to appreciating the differences that we have.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's my observation too, Matt. And I think there's a lot of change, even just in the last 5 years or so, there's a lot of change where the conversation and the valuing of people with disabilities in the public conversation is much higher. You know, when you see what ABC do, for example, you know, there's a big commitment to
yes.
the creative, artistic, documentary and other presence of people with disability in the public conversation and at all levels of our society. But my sense is that that's an up curve and it's fairly recent.
Yes.
I also observe there is, you know, it depends on who you're talking about. There are still a lot of barriers, though. There's a long way to go.
Of course, yes. Perhaps I'll ask you this next question, Shay. What role do you think that specifically hip-hop has had in making musical expression easier or more accessible for artists with a disability, particularly hip-hop as compared to other styles?
Well, we do a heap of... writing workshops.
Yep.
Some of those people have also got, well, I won't say disability, I would say a different ability. And I've learnt to accept others for who they are, but not their disability. I see the person inside of them, not the disability.
Yep.
And we, as inclusive, we love to, like, dance and rap and sing along to the songs that we normally play. But as I also have a disability, I don't see that in myself. So,
how does that affect your ability to make music?
No, that doesn't affect it, no.
Awesome. Do you find that working with other musical people is the environment, particularly in the inclusive hip-hop crew, is it one where you all support each other and act together in cooperation, or is there a little bit of competition between you?
I would say no competition.
That's excellent. That really makes me happy.
But we always support each other no matter what, and we support the teachers that help us along with Phil.
Yes.
And we just welcome them together, and this is like a big, huge family to all of us. And we support each other no matter what.
How did you get involved with Wild at Heart? For those who have just tuned in, I'm talking to Phil, who's the executive director of Wild at Heart, and to Shay, who's a hip hop crew member there. How did you guys link up?
Well, I was a part of the old hip hop crew back then. It was called Too Hot to Handle back then. Been involved for like over 10 years now. I think it's been 11 or 12 years now, I think.
Yep.
For me as a hip hopper, but I think Phil can.
What kind of supports do Wild at Heart offer you? Like, for example, if you wanted to go on tour or record some music, would you look for an assist from Wild at Heart? Is that the kind of relationship that you have?
Well, we all have a relationship towards Wild at Heart. Like, we've done heaps of music videos in the past and now. And I think Phil can explain the rest.
Do you have any shows coming up, or has the COVID situation kind of cruel that a little bit?
Well, last week we did last week we performed at the Ability Fest. And we did a few of our old songs, like we did Superstar, we did some of our old past songs from the past, we did I Throw Rap.
Excellent.
So that was part of the lockdown, so we did that.
I'll be playing that track in a few minutes, listeners at home, so bear that in mind, yes. Continue, sorry.
And we smashed that performance out last week. And tonight we actually got a launch happening at the Loop Bar tonight, which we're going to see within another music studio with Kolkata in India with some people from over there.
Fantastic.
They also have disabilities as well, so we collaborated with them and they collaborated with us.
So just again for the benefit of our Sydney listeners, I know there are a few who listen online, tonight's show is at Loop Bar?
Yes.
And what time does it start?
6:30 it starts.
Fantastic. Well, if you are listening in Sydney, folks, I'll definitely have a look at that. I should mention that Wild at Heart have a webpage that you can access and no doubt learn a lot of information from, including some of the things that we've been talking about. That's wildatheart.org.au.
Matt, could I jump in and
absolutely, let people please.
Know tonight's event that Shay is referring to will be on Facebook Live.
Wonderful. That's through Wild at Heart?
So it's Wild at Heart Community Arts on Facebook. Just find our page and the live stream will be open from about 6 p.m.
I thought that was me for a minute.
We've got our collaborators from Kolkata joining online, and we've got a great disabled African American hip hop artist from near to New York City joining us as well, and some other disabled hip hop artists from the States. So it's a truly international event tonight.
That's awesome. How did you get in touch with the people from Kolkata? Was that through a musical connection, or did they look you up, or did you look them up? No, that's especially in the situation we find ourselves in at the moment, with borders shut down. The idea of doing an international show through Facebook is quite revolutionary, I think. How did you organise that?
I met the person who's the director of the Kolkata Centre for Creativity, the cultural centre in Kolkata. And we saw that our organisations both had a real interest in access and arts making, and so we said, you know, let's look at how we work together. And so we put the idea to the Inclusive Crew in Kolkata. The cultural centre made a connection with a school for young disabled students, so we pulled that partnership together. And the song was written and the video was shot all online, basically. And we all had a chance to go to studio and video in the streets just at the very end as lockdown lifted.
Unreal.
And the work was a compilation of those two audio recordings and video.
I really want to make sure that people at home don't miss out on this, because I want to make sure that phone call coming through at the beginning of what you were saying didn't obliterate any of that information. 6 o'clock tonight, the gig is being streamed to the Facebook account, which is Wild at Heart Community Arts on Facebook.
That's right.
And can anyone listen, or do they need to make a friend with you first or whatever? Anyone can just tune in and listen to that?
I'm pretty sure if you have a Facebook account, you can just join the Facebook Live event. You don't need to particularly friend us to do that.
And is it going to be recorded as well, in case someone has to go to work at that time? And can they watch it at another time if or contact you at Wild at Heart and perhaps?
Yep.
And are you
The Facebook live stream will be recorded, so after the event that will sit in the Facebook feed, so you can look at it. The music video clip will be on our YouTube channel, but we'll link it to all of our socials.
Excellent. If there are people who live in Sydney who identify as disabled and like the sound of what they're hearing, how would they? Are you accepting more people all the time? Are you taking newcomers, I guess?
Yeah, for sure, Matt. We're getting a lot of interest from people wanting to be involved. So we'd love to hear from anybody. Just check out our website. The contact details are there. We work in Melbourne and Victoria, predominantly regional Victoria. But if there are people listening from other parts of the country, in Sydney, ring us up and talk to us. We'd love to have a chat and see what we can do together.
Fantastic. All right, well, I'm going to play a couple of tracks now from Inclusive. And perhaps, Shay, I'll ask you, we're going to play the song Superstar to start with. What can you tell us about this track?
So we kind of, behind Superstar, we all put our own song lyrics to it, and it was our individual stories that,
How many of you are involved in doing that?
There was about 8 or 10 of us.
Quite a few, yes.
But behind it all, it was faced through, and it was also to do with our personal stories as well. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, look, thank you, Shay and Phil, for talking with us on Burning Vinyl today. It's been fun talking to you, and I've enjoyed the conversation. And have a great time tonight, and continue doing the great work. Keep it up, and if you ever find yourselves in Melbourne when the lockdown's finished or whatever and want to come in and talk in person in the studio or even perform, of course, consider this an open invitation to get in touch, and we can do that.
Fantastic.
I appreciate your time. And
I was in Melbourne, Matt, just to say too, on the 16th of December,
We've
got a big songwriters showcase. And so check out the details on online and Facebook. So
a songwriters showcase on the 16th of December.
16th of December in Melbourne.
Fantastic.
The hotel.
At which hotel, sorry?
At the Leadbeater Hotel.
My apologies, I spoke over you the first time. Leadbeater Hotel, yes.
In Richmond, yeah. So there'll be details on our website and social media about that one coming up.
Fantastic. And that website again is wildatheart.org.au. Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Shay, for talking with us today. This is the Inclusive Crew, and the track is called Superstar, and you're listening to Burning Vinyl on 3CR.
Sometimes I feel a hole, like a hole in my heart. When I had a heart condition and I nearly fell apart. Glad I'm strong like my sister and my back like a spine. If you've got some Down syndrome, that's just probably mine.
They wanna ask questions I don't like. Bruce wanna breathe, I guess they wanna fight. I stand up, I speak on my own feet. So say your hard words, you're not defeat.
Everybody has the right to speak out and have a say. So listen to the message that I'm spreading out today. I want people to be safe. I want people to be accepted. I made a website so we can be protected. Get out of my space.
Who do you think you are?
You don't even know me. I'm a rock star. Get out of my space.
Who do you think you are?
You don't even know me.
I'm a superstar.
Lee, who I be? Cut nobody, battle me. You go first, do you worst. When I'm finished, you will see. Got my cape, got my glasses, got my kicks, got my raps, got my style, got my swagger, got my crew. This is facts.
When I first started, I was a little disrespectful. Children got to know my teacher, now I was regretful. She's the best teacher, better than anyone. Taught me how to swim, now I'm a champion.
Get out of my space, who do you think you are? You don't even know me, I'm a rock star. Get out of my space, who do you think you are?
You don't even know me,
I'm a superstar. Get out of my space, who do you
my name is Jenna, I drive MJ. The firing operation, I'm alive today. Left me with a scar on my chest and my mind. Someone to relate to, it's really hard to find. Like my inner rockstar, feeling beating in my heart. I don't need your approval, I've been bad from the start. Call me MJ Jenna, B.E. Billie Jean. Try to say book, but it's covered. Love is not what it seems. Not what it seems. Not
what it seems. Love is not what it seems. Check this out. Check this out. Check this out. Get out of my face, where you think you are. Check this out. Get out of my face, where you think you are. I'm a superstar.
Yeah. Great spot, yeah, here's a dream. Kiss it on my bedroom when I'm alone. Diamond rings, because the queen is a throne.
Shame of you, a fight. Oh, you're on my mind. Shame of you, a fight.
This is Nick on Burning Vinyl with Bread and Butter. Today's track is with Jeff St. John when he was with the Sydney band The Id. It's Watch Out. It's the last track on side one of their 1967 LP, Big Time Operators, on Spin. It was also released as a B-side of a single in 67 and can be found on an Id with Jeff St. John EP. The composers of this track, Watch Out, are Jeff St. John, Peter Anson, ex-Missing Links, Ian Walsh and John Hellman. Jeff St. John was born with congenital spina bifida, and when he had a failed leg operation, he was confined to a wheelchair. He was born on the 22nd of April 1946 in Newtown in Sydney, and died on the 6th of March 2018, aged 71, in Perth. His first band was The Syndicate in 1965, which became The Wild Oats, and then they became The Id. He was with The Id from 1966 to 1967, when he left and formed Jeff St. John and Yama. And then in 69, he formed Jeff St. John and Copperwine. That's from 69 to 72. And then in 72, he formed the Jeff St. John Band, and that lasted until 73. And in 75, he formed Red Cloud, and they last through to 76. Here we have Jeff St. John and The Id with Watch Out.
Watch out the way you walk me, Martin, baby, yeah. Watch out the way you walk me, my baby, yeah. Watch out the way you walk me, my girl. She's the sweetest thing in this whole world. Watch out the way you walk me, Martin, baby, yeah. Watch out when I come looking for you, all right. When I come looking for you, alright. Watch out when I'm driving around town. I'll be in my Cadillac and I'm gonna run you down. Watch out when I come looking for you, alright.
for me in this world. Watch out the way you walk me, my baby, yeah. Now I never bother bring it down.
And a big thanks to Nick Potts for another excellent edition of Bread and Butter featuring Jeff St. John. As I mentioned in the previous interview, Jeff St. John actually came to our school to talk about his career making music and having spina bifida, being wheelchair bound for his life. Anyway, I'm running out of time and I've got a few things I need to get through, so I'm going to stop talking and just get to it. Jeff St. John, legend of Australian music. He played in The Id, that track that you just heard. He also had some big top 40 hits, including this one, Teach Me How to Fly, Jeff St. John. I'm so going to run out of time, folks. I've got more Jeff St. John, and I've got a whole Copperwine album I was going to play featuring Jeff St. John, but the clock is going to beat me. I could easily have done two disability special shows in the time. Maybe I'll do another one later in the year. Well, the year's nearly finished. Stop talking, Matt, and play music. All right. Club Weld Studios is a studio in Sydney, and it's run, well, one of the main movers and shakers there is Sam Warad, who you'll know from the great Sydney band The Holy Soul. And he sent me a bunch of tracks from artists of the Club Weld Studios, which is a studio that focuses, let me see if I can get this, what he said. Yes, it's Club Weld Studio for neurodiverse musicians. It's based in Parramatta. It started as a studio for musicians with autism and gradually expanded its scope. And as I say, Sam sent me quite a lot of music from artists there, and I apologise to some of those artists who I'm not going to have time to play on the show today, but I will play them on future shows because, as I say, I'm not comfortable really with the term disability. I just like the term musician. And today is Disability Day, so I'm playing music that I guess the word is hard to shake off today. But I will play tracks from these artists regularly throughout the rest of the coming year and stuff because some of the music is excellent. I'm going to play now a track from, from Nina Gotsis. Nina is a songwriter and musician from Bronte. And she's been writing music for 15 years. She used to play in the Junction House band with Lindy Morrison. This year she released her first solo EP, Music Colours, featuring guests such as Toby Martin, George Zyloris and Kate Wilson. So let's hear that track now. It's called Music Colours by Nina Gotsis. And no, actually, that's the name of the album. This song is called, actually, seeing as we're running out of time, I'm going to choose a shorter song. I was going to play rather the longest one, but let's us hear the opening track of the album. It's called Endless Country.
1, 2, 3, 4. Around the world, another side, endless country. Around the world is another side, endless country with drums, endless country with drums, endless country with drums. Beat from endless, endless country, new endless beat, new endless beat for my own. Country.
Well, it's my mistake there. I accidentally hit the repeat key. We started off with a track, which I've already closed down. It doesn't matter. We heard from Nina Gotsis and a track called Endless Country. And then we heard a track from John McManus called Sunday Lounge. And big thanks to John McManus for getting in touch prior to the show. I'm so quickly running out of time. There's going to be more people I have to say sorry to than thank at this point. Let's hear a track from Jera, who is a musician from the Blue Mountains. Started writing songs in 2016 when Club World was a studio for neurodiverse musicians, and he later released his debut album, Sounds Like Rain. And we're going to hear a track from that record now. And again, because we're running out of time, I'm going to choose a short track, which is counter to what I normally do, which is choose long tracks. So I think we're going to hear a track called Game Over. Oh, you know what? I think we'll even hear it with the sound up. How about that? Might make a big difference. I'll start it again from the beginning. We're running so out of time, but let's do it. Game Over by Gerard Paston. By Gerard Paston. From the beginning. There we go.
So well, it was game over. It was game over. It was game over, and that was the end. I like the sound of the letter on Willow. I like the sound of the ball. I like the sound. I like the sound of the ball. When they hit a big jigsaw, hit the boundary, then the crowd says, what a good shot. They got a handshake. They got a handshake. They got a handshake at the end of the game.
Well, I'm not sure if I cut that song off or if it just ended, because I'm trying to do so many things at once, and horribly, I expect I might have actually cut that song off. So I'm going to try and make up for that now. And the artist, again, is, Gerard Paston. And I'm going to choose another very, very short track off that record, which is called Sounds Like Rain. We've got less than 15 minutes left, and I've easily got about 4 hours of music that I was hoping to play, so that ain't going to happen. So let's play this lovely track. It's called Coloured Changing Lights.
I like color changing lights down on the street to see. I like color changing lights down on the street to see. I like color changing lights down on the street to see. I like color changing lights down on the street to see. I like color changing lights down on the street to see.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right, you're listening to Burning Vinyl, and after a very coordinated start, I'm falling apart at the end here. That was a track called Coloured Changing Lights, and the performer was Gerard Paston. Again, oops, dropping records too. Club World is the name of the studio. I'm out of breath, or program. Sydney-based. You can look them up on the internet, Club World. And as I said at the beginning, they work with neurodiverse musicians. And beyond that, they're expanding their scope all the time. So, get in touch with them if you like the sound of that. I'm going to play a track now from a band called Poor Premenstrual Darling. And I had planned to have Marnie from the band come in and play live, but unfortunately couldn't quite get that happening. And no one's fault, but instead of having Marnie play live in the studio, I'm going to play a track from Poor Premenstrual Darling's album, Where Are We Now? In fact, the title track to that record. And it's 12 minutes to 4 o'clock, so forgive my panic, but trying to fit as much in as I can.
Cause
That's the title track from Poor Premenstrual Darlings EP, Where Are We Now? And a great record that is too. And if you're listening at home, Marnie, great track. And don't sweat it, I understand that we couldn't get the live air happening today, and apologies for that on my part too. It's no big deal though. I think the show's been all right. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're very near the end, but at the moment I have Matt online from Heavy Spectra, is other places, Whale Drifter. Oh, no, that's the track. Sorry, Matt, welcome to the program. I'm a bit scattered because I'm trying to do 10 things at once, but thank you for taking the time to have a chat with us today. Are you there, Matt? Are you there, Matt? Oh, hang on. I know what I've done. Hang tight. I need to do that button and then that button. Are you there now, Matt? Goodness gracious. How about now?
How about now? Are we there?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Hey. Sorry. I'm trying to do 4 or 5 things at once and I'm failing at all of them. Welcome to Burning Vinyl. I'm sorry that it's... I actually have given you 2 false alarm starts to this show, so folks at home, I apologise to Matt for stuffing you around. Now that I've got you, what can you tell us about the show?
Okay, the show is it's called Heavy Spectra. It's part of the Melbourne Music Week Club, which they're running at Max Watts in the city. So Melbourne Music Week runs from the 3rd till the 12th of December. We are incredibly excited to be a part of that programming. They're converting Max Watts into this kind of crazy club with some beautiful lighting. And anyway, it's going to be the center, the big focus for the festival. We are in a pretty amazing a part of some amazing programming this year. Heavy Spectra is going to take place on Monday the 6th of December, which is this Monday, between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. The night is called Heavy Spectra. It started out as a work or an idea or a concept called Heavy Spectra, being kind of an audio-visual experience as a collaboration between myself, Matt Watson, and Carla Zimbler. Carla is an incredible VJ. That has expanded to include the amazing Nat Grant and Kane Borthwick. Kane Borthwick is in Kong Josie and Nozu, and Nat Grant is a superstar experimental percussionist, drummer, you name it. Nat is
Is
number one, so very, very privileged to have both of those people as part of the project as well.
And you've got Bonnie Mercer as well.
So the lineup includes Bonnie Mercer, CFL, and laser legend
Robin Fox.
So Robin's doing his debut performance of his archival sound set, which is a diffusion of rare and unreleased sounds from his personal archive. And
would it be amazing if you could
DJs.
It would be amazing if you could actually talk Bonnie Mercer, Fia Phil, and Robin Fox to all play together at the same time. That would be so trippy.
It would be true. We might be able to organise that. So for this show, everyone's playing solo. So the only group performance is between myself, Nat, and Kane with Carla.
What can people expect to hear from you and Carla? What instrumentation?
As a quartet, we consider Carla to be part of that quartet.
Along with Nat Grant and Kane Borthwick.
Correct, yeah. So we wanted to make sure that the sound and the visuals were given equal treatment, hence the double kind of headline, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's interested in, not to beat around the bush, if anyone's the way I've been describing this is like Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians meets Cluster or Harmonia or any of those kind of great early 70s German synth proggy records. It's going to be a equal measure new music meets noise.
And what time does it kick off?
Show starts at 8 p.m. Doors will be 7:30. Robin is at 8 p.m. sharp. And I know that Robin has prepared...
You don't want to miss that, folks. You want to get down there to see Robin play and perform. Absolutely. It's probably more accurate because it is multimedia and complete central overload.
They've organised a screen for us, which is just for this show, and the screen is like a monstrous screen. They're shipping it in just for this show, so we're incredibly lucky to have that kind of support from Melbourne Music Week for this show.
Fantastic. And, of course, Matt Watts is wheelchair accessible via a lift if you approach the security staff.
Yeah, correct. It's fully accessible.
And am I correct in saying, forgive me if I'm not, that Indigenous people are invited to receive free tickets?
Yes, if you want to contact Melbourne Music Week direct, you can go just email melbourne.music@melbourne.vic.gov.au, and if you're First Nations, you are welcome to a free ticket.
That's a fantastic recognition of sovereignty. I haven't seen that done before, but you know, well done, and hats off to you for that. Hopefully more of that in the future, but yeah. I've never seen it before.
We're all
so
working
tops.
Towards working towards making things better for everyone.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and that sounds like a knockout gig. Just one more time for the details in case people have not got a pen in time.
No worries. I'm going to just give you a brief overview again. So it's basically going to be a full sense. If you're interested in sensory experiences, full audio-visual sensory experience. No drum machines. It's pulses, sonic densities. You'll be immersed with sound and vision. The show's on this Monday, the 6th of December. Doors, 7:30. Robin Fox is on at 8 p.m. Close, it'll all be done by 11 p.m., featuring myself, Carla Zimbler, Nat Grant, Kane Borthwick, with Bonnie Mercer, Thea Fiel, Robin Fox, Archival Soundset, and Nice Music DJs. Tickets are $30, and you can get tickets via the Melbourne Music Week website.
And, yes, and if you're First Nations or Indigenous, get in touch via the... I just wrote that down a second ago. I'll get it up again. Here we go. melbourne.music@melbourne.vic.gov.au. I'll just say it again in case you are writing it down. melbourne.music@melbourne.vic.gov.au. And, yes, First Nations people are invited to receive free tickets. Yeah. But get down there. I can recommend all those performers. And get there early because Robin Fox is not to be missed. And it's great to see Bonnie playing again after having a rotten couple of years health-wise. And I wish everyone there performing the very best. And thanks, Matt, for chatting with us.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And that pretty much brings us to the end of the program. So I'll say goodbye to you first, Matt. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And now I'll say goodbye to all you folks at home. I don't have a track queued up because I have literally run out of time. But I promise that the tracks that I was intending to play, featuring a range of not only neurodiverse musicians, but musicians with all kinds of inverted commas disability. I don't know. Enough said. Have a great weekend, and I've enjoyed doing the show. I haven't felt stressed doing this show for a while because normally I'm very, very cruisy. But in fact, first interview I've done in about 18 months today. So I hope you enjoy the show. And next up is a special show for Disability Day, I believe, from the Free Palestine crew. And I'm now going to try and get that happening and not mess it up because it's something I've never done before. But here we go. Wish me luck and have a great weekend.